episode 2181, Control Your Response.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Are you ready to have hope in your heart today? It's Inspiration Motivation Day. No matter your circumstances, no matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter even if the new year is around the corner, you have the opportunity to control your response to what happens to you. Are you ready to impact the world that you touch? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, you cannot always control what happens, but you can control your response. As Jimmy Dean once said, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. Life happens, but your response is totally in your hands. One thing I've noticed is how people complain about their circumstances and situations. They don't like where they are and aren't willing to do anything about it but complain. Oh, they've got that down to a T. They're like, yes, I don't like it, so I'm going to complain about it. You probably know one of those. Maybe once in a while you do the same. But today, be encouraged that you are not the sum of your past circumstances. You're not even the sum of your current situation. Just because life throws you many curveballs doesn't mean nothing can be done to turn things around. There is always hope. There's always a silver lining. You just have to be willing to look for it. And that comes with how you control your response. Take this year as an example. I mean, come on, look at it. For many, 2020 has been a year of disappointments, losses, hurts, and troubles. No one had predicted this sort of year. I mean, if you look back a year from today, go back. I have gone back. It's weird because since we're here every single day, me talking to you, and hopefully you're gaining something because you keep coming back, I don't think that you looked, I know I didn't, look at 2020 sitting in 2019 going, yeah, don't think it's going to be a great year. There was something about 2020. And this whole idea of like, oh, we finally got it right. Things are looking up. The economy was getting like, whoa, I'm liking this. And then all of a sudden, what? Life happens. But regardless of what has happened to you, you get to choose how you respond. Yes, your retirement may be less because you had to borrow from it to survive. Yes, you have been forced to put your dream on hold because of your job situation. Yes, schooling your children might have become your responsibility. However, this season of life may have impacted your direction, but it doesn't determine your response. And I really want you to think about that. Because when we get into the complainer's mode, that's all we're doing. We're letting our situation control our response. And it should be the other way around. Yes, I get it. We all have feelings and emotions, and you've got to release those. The thing is this, you can't get stuck in them. And it's very easy. Oh, woe's me. Let's have one pity party after another. Yeah, you can do it. And at times, you do need to have that moment. But remember, it's a moment. It should be a blink. It should not become your life focus. And there's a difference. And if you choose, remember, because you have a choice, if you choose your life focus is to stay in the complaining mode, then guess what? You got to live with it and nothing's going to change. But your season right now, if you don't like where you are, it doesn't dictate where you're going to end up. Yeah, you may have to change a little bit. Your direction, you may have to go off course. It's okay. When the winds get stronger, you become more resilient. You find the strength within to shift your direction. Life may not have looked like you had hoped for celebrating the new year of 2020, but don't let your circumstances dictate your response. Think of all the time you got to spend with family this year. Whether or not you want to admit it, that's a humongous blessing in this crazy year. Maybe you were able to form a better relationship with your child. Now, I know some would say, yeah, maybe with my child, but not with my spouse. We're arguing more than we ever had. Well, you know why? It's probably because you guys have been doing life separately and not together. And now we've been forced to be put together, which means what? You have to deal with things. But I want to speak to your heart right now. Your life can be exactly what you want it to be, but it starts with you and it starts in your heart. You can choose to live that complainer's mode, and you can be that one that's, you know, playing the old hymn of, oh, woe's me, and I'm going to stay right here and waddle in my tears. Or you can say, yeah, I don't like what happened. It's been a funky year. We've had troubles when it comes to finances. We've had troubles in our marriage. We've had troubles with our career. We've had troubles not being able to get out and do what we like to do. And it's really put us in a bind. But you know what? It's a moment. This too shall pass. It is a season. And when you begin to adopt that outlook in life, it changes. This year will be exactly what you make of it. You can allow yourself to be swallowed up by the waves, or you can surf on the white caps. You choose the view. My mom is now back in Hawaii, and yes, we miss her oh so much. She was here for a good long time, but she went back and she sent me a picture as she was sitting on her lanai looking out, and there was this gorgeous rainbow, perfectly blue sky. It looked like the clouds were painted exactly where they needed to be placed. It was picture perfection. And as I looked and studied that picture for a moment, and her caption to me as she sent it to me was, this has been going on for over 15 minutes. And if you've ever watched a rainbow, do you know they come as quick as they go? But there's still a ray of hope. And for her to say it's been going on for 15 minutes, I've been sitting here watching it. I just sat there and allowed my heart to be consumed by the beauty. You see, you're not alone. Whatever happens in life, God's got you. God is ever present with you. And that little rainbow that comes and goes in a blink too, so does your season. Don't allow yourself to get wrapped up in all the crap that's going on. Take heart and know that there is hope. There is a silver lining. Celebrate that today. Put a smile on your face and join your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.